Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in this segment here on the Daily Tip, Football Friday continues, and this segment is dedicated to the dogs. Which underdogs will be barking this weekend, and who's on upset alert? We'll run down our favorite options in the NFL and college football. But first, Denton Day in for Jenks. But first, Denton, we have to get to Lane Kiffin's motivational corner. He has tweeted out his quote for the day, or his passage of the day, I might say, because this one's a paragraph. I'm not going to read it all, but this is what Lane has selected for November 21st on a Friday. It says, day 228, how do you figure out what you really want? You imagine a life that would be too good to be true, and then you take note of the elements, the themes. Are you surrounded by others? Are you quiet? Are you hopeful or healing or resting? Are you adventuring? Are you in your wild? And it asks, are you, about 15 other times. And it ends by saying this: make a map of that life and live it now. Live it here. So what are we reading into this passage today?
All right. So if I were to, get the pen out and do some highlighting, I'd highlight the first little question. How do you figure out what you really want? That's a question that we're all asking you, Lane Kiffin, so you need to give us the answer to that one. I'd look at the end, make a map of that life, and live it now. Live it here. Well, where's here? I could think of three cities that could potentially be here. I could think of Baton Rouge. I think of Oxford, Mississippi. I could think of Gainesville, Florida. There's a lot there, Chelsea. And then on top of that, and like literally on top of the passage, it says day 228. It's funny because yesterday we read day 225. Now, I'm not a math major. My father was. But I am smart enough to know that in a 24-hour cycle, you don't go through 3 days. So 225 to 228, what was said in 226 or 227 that maybe wasn't up to snuff with what can be shared on social media? Or do we go back into yesterday's Easter egg that 225 is the area code of Baton Rouge? And he just really wanted to make sure that he got that one out there as he's rumored for the LSU job. And then I saw something on social media. Now, I haven't validated this, but I saw something on social media that his daughter was at a Boosters event in Baton Rouge yesterday. That's odd. I mean, she's dating Whit Weeks, so maybe there's something there. But I found that to be a little odd. And we got information yesterday, alleged, that Lane Kiffin is meeting with the athletic director at Ole Miss today to discuss, I would presume, the future. Maybe they're talking about their weekend plans and their Thanksgiving plans. I would guess they've already talked about that. I mean, if you're talking to your boss about your Thanksgiving plans, you're 4 days before Thanksgiving, you're way behind the curve. You got to, help your boss out a little bit. But my guess is that there's going to be a really big conversation with at least one pen readily available, and likely a contract that is going to be readily available. And Lane Kiffin will have the decision. Does he want to sign that contract? Does he not want to sign that contract? A lot going on in Oxford. This is probably the most attention that we have ever paid to the state of Mississippi over a prolonged period of time, literally ever.
I thought you were going to say this is probably the most thinking that's gone on in the state of Mississippi for a second.
That could be accurate,
listen,
too.
I've seen the public school rankings, and Mississippi is never towards the top. They're always like one of the states that Tennessee is like hanging their hat on beating. They're like, hey, we're not great at public schooling, but at least we're not Mississippi or Alabama. We're beating them at least.
I do think, though, that Mike Leach did the Battle Royale thing when he was at Mississippi State, or he did a version. So I'm sure they probably thought a little bit in the state with that.
Ah, and it took a college football head coach for them to do so. Like, not an academic, even though one would argue that Mike Leach was both. But at the end of the day, like, it's very easy for us to read this and roll our eyes. But I've heard from many people who are, like, closer to the situation than I am, that it's not all about money for Lane Kiffin. So let me ask you, do you think he's really sitting down and thinking about this? Because if it's not about money, and if it's about, like, his quality of life and where he really wants to be in life, maybe he is sitting and pondering these big questions.
I think I would assume that he is. And I would also encourage, like, if you have a big decision, the caliber that Lane Kiffin has in whatever you do in life, sit down and think about it as well. Like, you don't need to be firing from the hip when making a big decision like this. But the frustration lies in the fact that he is now, like, he is doing this. He tweeted at Rhett Lashley when he was, I presume, in Dallas recruiting, but he was at a private airport in Dallas. That was literally yesterday. Like, so the Twitter Lane Kiffin, he knows what he's doing. I do wonder, if you're looking for quality of life, I've never been to Oxford, Mississippi. I would imagine that a $10 million contract goes pretty well in Oxford, Mississippi. You can get a nice house. You can get a pool if you want to get a pool. You can get a hot yoga studio. I know he's very big into hot yoga. Like, you can make the dollar go really far in Oxford, Mississippi. And you're in the SEC. And I think you look at one of the frustrations that I have always had, Chelsea, since I have jumped into the space of college football, is this idea that you can win at place X but not place Y. And this is a great example, because LSU, we know that you can win at LSU. Florida won with Urban Meyer, but that was 20 years ago now. So what is it about Florida that makes anyone think that they can win and recruit and do all the things that you need to better there, but you can't do that at Ole Miss when Lane Kiffin has spent the last few years running circles around Florida in all of those things? And you have financial backing from your organization because, again, you're in the SEC. So, like, I've always been very confused by, like, you can win here, but you can't win here. If you were really good, you could win anywhere. Nick Saban has showed that. Urban Meyer showed that. Like, he was winning big-time games at Utah. We think of Utah highly now because Kyle Whittingham has done a really good job since taking over. But Urban Meyer lifted that program to the forefront because he was doing all of the things that he needed to do, and he was winning. You look at Kurt Cignetti in Indiana. He is winning at Indiana because he's going about things the right way. So I don't know that Lane Kiffin needs to leave somewhere to go win. All you got to do is get your current place of employment to maybe make a few changes, but I don't even know what changes you would need to make other than just, hey, I want a little bit more money for this. Hey, I want maybe a little bit better facilities here. You know, you got to constantly re-up your facilities in college football. I'm also very frustrated, Chelsea, that Ole Miss is not playing this week, because this would be gambling gold if they were playing. Even if they were playing a layup game, which they didn't have, they're not a part of layup week, but even if they were playing a layup game, we could find some, like, unique angles as to how we wanted to bet an Ole Miss versus, you know, Mississippi.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Be Southern University. I don't know if that's a real thing or not, but just a team that they're paying millions of dollars to beat up on. So the fact that he's doing all of this when they're not actually playing really frustrates me as we talk gambling on the show.
Ah, right. But I do think Florida has some things. Like, so it sounds to me like you think Ole Miss to Florida is a lateral move. Correct? Like,
I would say that Florida is a better job nationally, but I don't think it's a big enough job to justify doing this.
Right. Because I think, like, that's the question I'd ask myself. But we know Lane Kiffin has sentimental ties to Florida with the Steve Spurrier stuff. Maybe Gainesville is better to live in. And here's the other thing that I think maybe Lane Kiffin is stuck on. When else will he get this opportunity to be this hot of a commodity? Like, we know how quickly the game changes in college football. Like, we've been talking about this all week, where it was, you know, when Lane Kiffin was at USC, he was fired on the tarmac. Now he's the hottest name in college football. So I do think that he is taking this decision very, you know, being very mindful about it, because, like, he's probably not going to have another chance to be the hottest name in college football, because, like, who knows what happens down the road. And also, like, some of these other coaches just signed extensions, so they just took themselves out of the conversation. So I do think if he's thinking, hey, my ultimate goal is to get to Florida, this might be my only chance.
I heard a rumor. Now, this is not confirmed, but I heard a rumor that there's a job that he desperately wants, and that job is not open. Now, I could connect the dots and think that that is likely Alabama, but Alabama's not open. So I don't know. Like, maybe I just don't understand his, or don't fully comprehend his love for Steve Spurrier, but I don't know why that would make you want to coach football at Florida, because it feels like you would immediately, especially if we know the story about why he wears the visor and he has his love for Steve Spurrier, it immediately puts you in the shadow of him when you go coach there. So I don't know that he would be, I don't know that he would want to do that. Where at the very least, if you care about legacy, I don't know if Lane Kiffin cares about legacy. Sometimes I think coaches lie to us when they talk about legacy. They're like, I don't care about it. I think a lot of them do. When you care about legacy, he could go down as the best coach to ever coach at Ole Miss, ever. Like, right now, I would say, you know, just off the top of my head, you know, Hugh Freeze had some really good years there. You could probably go way back in the way back machine in the 80s, 70s, 60s, whatever, and find a coach that had a lot of success there when college football was formatted in a drastically different way. But he has an opportunity to be the greatest coach ever at a program and then lead them for the next 10-ish so years. Because you look around right now, Chelsea, and there's not a lot of, like, really great coaches in college football. Like, if we're talking the best coaches, you know, we're talking Kirby Smart, we're talking Ryan Day, and then, like, who's next in that list?
Cignetti.
In terms of people that you... Yeah, Cignetti, but he's only done it for 2 years at this level, and he hasn't won a championship. Right. So, like, there's a lot of openings to potentially join that echelon, where, as for years, it was Saban, and then Dabo was in there for a little bit, but there was a big, big gap, because you knew that that was the best. I think Lane Kiffin has an opportunity to Ole Miss to do some really, really special things. And I also, and I know I'm pontificating here, but I also would be really bummed if a coach that is going to coach in the college football playoff leaves his team to not coach in the college football playoff. Like, that would be a debt for someone that loves college football. And I've always thought in the back of my mind that that would be the one thing that nobody would do, because it's a championship and it's a quest for a championship. And if you look at Ole Miss, like, they have a good enough team to justify, you know, running the table potentially. It would really bum me out if he leaves to go coach somewhere else, especially if that money isn't, like, drastically different. You know, if they're doubling his salary and, hey, we got 20 for you, hey, go take the 20 million. Like, that is what it is. But if the salary's only going up, like, $500,000, which is a lot to regular people, but to coaches, it's really not. I'd be really bummed if he does that.
Lane Kiffin wouldn't disappoint a fan base, now would he? Don't ask Tennessee fans that question. All right, so we got deep in the rabbit hole of Lane Kiffin, and it's very easy to. Like, I said to myself, oh, we'll read this quote, and we'll talk about it for a second. Then we'll get to our underdogs. So we only have a couple minutes left in this segment. So Florida was one of my dogs that I do think are going to be barking, just because we talked about this last segment. Tennessee 0-10 on the road against Florida in their last 10 matchups. So, like, that's the stat that I'm keying in on there. But then I did want to ask you about this game, because Texas is laying 9 points against Arkansas. And I think a lot of people look at Texas and they're like, oh, yeah, they're in the thick of it for the college football playoff. Arkansas, eh. But this used to be a rivalry game. Like, these two teams used to be in the same conference. This is a 9-point spread. And my biggest question is this. Do we fully trust Texas now? Or are we still a little iffy? Because I don't find myself looking at Texas and be like, that's a team I can believe in.
I'm way more iffy. Way more iffy. It would be a completely different story if they played really hard against Georgia. And it was late into the game, and then fourth quarter, Georgia just took over. We knew that game was over by the time we got to halftime. They just did not have it. Offensively, they leave a lot to be desired. And Arkansas is not a good team, but it does feel like Texas is the kind of team that plays down. They don't play up to the opponents, but they play down to the opponents. So that number being a two-score number with what we've seen, mathematically, you could still maybe argue that Texas is alive in the college football playoff. I think if they beat Texas A&M next week, that's going to make the committee make a really tough decision on some of the final spots. But I do think there's a chance that they stumble a little bit. Not taking an L, but they stumble a little bit against Arkansas and don't look nearly as impressive as this number suggests.
Right. I just feel like the market is still a little too high on Texas. Like, a 9-point spread here for an Arkansas team, which I understand they're not winning games, but they've kept a lot of them close. Like, they lost to LSU 23-22, lost to Mississippi State 38-35, and they lost to Texas A&M 45-42. So, like, they've proved that they can keep it close. So, like, 9 points is a lot to me.
Yeah, and I cannot in good conscience lay 9 with a Texas offense that looks like this Texas offense against an SEC school. Sam Houston State, maybe. Arkansas, I can't do it.
Yeah, I think Texas still needs to prove something to me, which is wild as we stand with only 2 games left in the regular season. What a season for Texas. Ooh, a roller coaster of emotions. All right, coming up next here on the show, time for our parlays. Parlay Central comes your way next on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.